Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network, brought to you today by Jefferson A&W Family Restaurant. This is Coltrane Carlson. I'm joined today by a couple of Green County High School students because, believe it or not, they actually have a play coming up this weekend. We'll let them introduce themselves. Tell us your name, what grade you're in, and what part you have in your play.
Hi, my name's Lucy Vanderlinden. I'm a 10th grader, and I am a lead role as a reindeer named Artie in the play this year.
Okay. Hi, my name is Ella Ostrander. I'm also in 10th grade, and I play as the also lead role as a reindeer named Tippett.
Now, before we get to the pertinent information about where, what time everything takes place and ticket information, Ella, if you wouldn't mind telling us what the name of the play is and what the premise is behind that.
So the name of the play this year is called Santa's Zombie Apocalypse. It's about how zombies have gotten into Santa's toy shop, and it's up to Tippett and Artie to rescue Santa and to beat the zombies.
So then, Lucy, with that very colorful explanation of how your play is this year, tell us a little bit about the who, what, where, and I guess not the who, but the where, the what time, ticket prices, all that stuff.
So this year, the play is going to be in the wonderful high school auditorium here in Green County, and the ticket prices are $3 for students and $12 for adults. It is cashless, so it is card only, and you can pay up at the doors, so you don't have to worry about paying in advance, which is very helpful. The times will be Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock for each day.
What do you think about the play, and why did you want to be involved, I guess?
I think the play is really fun this year. I'm so happy it's like Christmassy play. And I joined the play this year because I love doing the productions. It's so fun to work with others and to, you know, put on a great show for my community. And it's just really fun.
Okay. Lucy, same question to you. What do you think about the play overall and how your characters interacted with other folks? And why did you want to be a part of it?
So I think the play this year is very cute and fun. It's definitely for a little bit of a younger audience. It's nice and it's not scary, which is good for little ones who want to go watch it. But I really wanted to do the play this year because I really like acting, and normally I like musicals more, but I think this play was really fun. The people in it are really super fun to hang out with, a lot of them, and it's been a ride to get all of these lines because a lot of it is conversation with each other, and some of the details, you might miss them, but if you just listen hard enough, you won't miss a thing.
Okay. Having played Uncle Fester and the most previously performed Addams Family, how does doing that kind of thing compare to doing just a regular play like you're doing now?
So it's quite a bit shorter. There's not going to be an intermission this year since it is a lot shorter. And since it's one act, it is a lot easier for younger kids to soak in. It's not nearly as intense because with musicals, the costuming is super, like, it's a certain character that's well known, so you gotta really pull on that. And then a difference that I noticed is, like, sometimes the cast is much smaller, because this year in the play, the cast is, it's a nice size cast for a play, but if we had that for a musical, it would be pretty small, but it's really fun either way, so.
Ella, what's been your favorite part of the play so far? Rehearsals or anything of that nature?
Probably just being on the stage. This year in the play, we get to do so much, like, you know, fun. We get to, like, goof off, you know, kind of play around with each other. It's really cool. And, you know, we just got to make our scenes really fun and energetic and just super playful. And it's just been just so much fun.
Okay. Now, I believe Mr. Jackson is the director for the play, right? How's he been, you know, going through rehearsals with him?
So he's pretty good at, like, doing some of the blocking and, like, how we should move around the stage and only move with a purpose. Always making sure you're walking in front of people and not behind them when you're talking. Which, you know, believe it or not, it happens a lot when you don't really know what you're doing on the stage sometimes. But we've really, like, it's launching off right now. He's a really good director in the fact that he's directive and, like, says, like, kind of specific but also vague in a way with the movements that he helps us with.
He knows how to, like, create our characters a little bit.
Okay.
To, like, identify our characters, because it's kind of a struggle when we don't really know this play very well, like, in other plays or musicals. But for this, he just knows, like, oh, you're kind of like this character, and so act like this. Or you're that character, so act like this. So it makes it more, you know, equal and nice.
Okay. And how long have rehearsals been going, Ella?
They've been going pretty well. It was kind of a rush to get, you know, scenes and lines memorized. But once we got on the stage and once we kind of had our props in, like, you know, everybody's there, it goes pretty well. I mean, it goes really cool. And we're pretty confident about this weekend.
Okay. Lucy, can you tell me, you know, what you think about being, like, one of the lead roles in this year's play? That's got to be a step up for you.
Yeah. Last year, I was, like, kind of like a side lead for Uncle Fester. You know, funny gag.
Comic relief.
Right. Yeah. But this year, when you're a more serious character, you take it a little more seriously. And, you know, practice is really fun because you get to interact, kind of like what Ella said, interact with each other, mess around on stage. It's different than being like interacting more with the side characters and being able to goof off like that, and then being able to goof off in front of people more. Yeah,
cool. All right, so then Ella, why should somebody come out and see your play?
I mean, why not? It's super duper cool. It's like a perfect season for it. It's around Christmas time. You know, obviously, it might, like I said, not plays are for everybody, but they're definitely, this one is definitely for everybody. I think it's perfect for kids. So if you have kids, please bring them. They will absolutely enjoy it. You will laugh. It'll be super funny. And, you know, and plus you're supporting the school, and that's all that matters too.
And Lucy, again, can you give us that pertinent information about what time, where people need to be, and how we get our tickets?
All right. So the play is at 7 o'clock on Friday and Saturday. Tickets are $3 for students and $12 for adults. And then it is cashless, so make sure you bring your card or you can buy it online.
That was Ella Ostrander and Lucy Vanderlinden talking about the upcoming play this weekend at Greene County High School. Let's Talk Greene County is presented today by Jefferson A&W Family Restaurant on North Almond, Jefferson. Enjoy that delicious A&W All-American food 7 days a week, and they're open daily at 10:30 a.m. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.